Right now, Luigi Mangione is being arraigned for his alleged role in the murder of Brian Thompson. But with so much attention on this trial, I wanted to know, has it done anything to stop United's own quest to control every aspect of the American healthcare system?
This story is going to take us 3,000 miles away from New York to the state of Oregon. For 30 years, the city of Eugene has had this trusted institution serving a ton of its residents. It's called the Oregon Medical Group.
That all changed in 2020 when it was bought by Optum.
Optum is, of course, owned by United Health Group.
Optum buys Oregon Medical Group and causes this like huge chain of events that causes thousands of people to lose their doctor. One of these people is this woman named Lisa Fragola.
I had received a letter from Oregon Medical Group saying I no longer had a provider. So when I got an irregular mammogram, I experienced a lot of anxiety and fear because I wasn't sure how to navigate my healthcare.
In Eugene, these doctors really did not like practicing medicine for the sake of United Healthcare shareholders. So a bunch of doctors did the hard thing. They just left, leading to this huge shortage of doctors in Eugene. The doctors couldn't even tell their patients that they had left. They had signed these non-competes, so they couldn't tell them, and they couldn't practice in the area.
It's taken many people in my community 2 years to find a new primary care provider.
Lisa Fragola was able to get the care she needed outside of an Optum-run facility. She ran for the Oregon House of Representatives, and she won. And with the majority leader over there, Ben Bowman, they're supporting this legislation to make sure that corporations like United cannot dictate how doctors practice medicine.
Most states in the country have what's called a corporate practice of medicine law. Basically, what it says is that physicians or advanced practice providers have to own and control medical clinics. The problem is there are loopholes in these laws where basically large corporations and private equity firms have figured out that they can be in compliance with the law on paper by having a captive physician own the practice.
Representative Bowman's bill would change that by restricting corporations, like Optum, from taking decision-making away from doctors and clinical decisions. It also restricts non-compete and non-disclosure agreements, which caused many of the problems and confusion in Eugene.
A version of that bill was actually introduced last year, went up for a vote, and passed the House.
We had bipartisan support from senators of both parties, but because of some procedural maneuvering, the bill died without a vote in the Senate.
Bowman is trying again with support from some newly electeds like Lisa Fragola, but has attracted the attention of some pretty powerful people.
I was told by one lobbyist that the purpose of them opposing the bill was so that this wouldn't become a national model that other states would follow.
Unfortunately for the lobbyist, the bill recently passed the Senate 21-8, and the governor just signed it into law. It's the strictest ban on corporate influence in medicine in the country, and more states could soon follow.